And we felt like we, had a great game plan coming in. Felt like we could get this win on the road, and it didn't happen. So, you know, we just got to, you know, look at the film, see what we did wrong, and try to get better from here.
Describe the interception.
Just read it, and he threw it. I picked it off.
That kind of turned things around for a while anyway.
Well, I mean, you need impact plays like that, and we ended up getting points out of it. But you gotta continue to go with the momentum and, allow that to carry you through the rest of the game and continue to be consistent throughout the rest of the game. And we didn't. And, I don't know if we came up with any more, impact plays like that going forward. So you got to continue to, when you make a big play, you got to continue to compile them and try to get more. And we weren't able to do it.
On the other side of it, on the 71-yarder, how did that look to you?
He came through there and looked like we had him bottled up, and he was able to slip through a few tackles, and then it was off to the races after that.
It seemed like a lot of their guys would catch the ball and turn, and there'd be 5 yards in front of them that they could run.
Yeah, and like I say, that's something we have to look at and clean it up. But I think our game plan was great today. I thought it was a simple game plan. It gave us the opportunity to just go out there and play and not have too much on our plate. But the plays that we do call, we got to execute them, better than we did today. And if we do that, then, I think we'll be all right.
Are there too many veterans on this team for it to be kind of like a here it goes kind of thing?
No, it ain't going to be a here we go. Yeah. We're going to continue to play. Just way too much fight, in guys. So it definitely won't be that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there sort of a kind of at least a little bit of a letdown after such a good preseason and everything kind of building positive there? Start fast?
It's just a letdown because we had opportunities. When you allow opportunities to slip through your hand in a game like this, it hurts because we really felt like we could have won this game. And, there's a few plays I'm sure that, guys on the team wish we could have back on both sides of the ball that you can't get back. The game's over. So, I mean, it's like every other game. You take this one, you look at the film, you watch those things that you did wrong, and try to capitalize on the things that you did right. And, you try to get better from there.
As the elder statesman, Charles, of this team, defense for sure, what would you tell these guys? What would you do? It's one game, but
it's really all about showing them. It ain't about a whole lot of talk. These guys have heard everything under the sun. They've all been on different teams, and they've all been through something. Everybody's been through losses, so they've heard every speech in the book. I think it's more about going out there and continuing to prepare yourself to win games. Go out there and continue to work hard. And guys, they'll see that. They'll feed off of that. That's how you get better.
Geno Smith look any different than this time last year? Look a little bit more poised or anything like that?
No, I thought he did a lot of the same things. He made some plays with his feet. He kept some plays alive. Got a couple first downs where we should have had him stopped. So he, looked a lot like he did last year. And guess what he did? He came up with a win. he did the same thing last year. So hats off to him.
So this could be, in some ways, could be like a gut punch to you guys. Are you going to try to walk out of here, head up?
Head's going to be up. I mean, we took it on the chin. It happens. That's game one, of 16-game season. And, I mean, I'd be damned if we're going to quit now. after game one, no way.